If you like sci-fi, and we know that you do like sci-fi, you're in the right place. It's April 7th, 2024. Today, we've got an update about Dune and Denis Villeneuve's next projects, the Yellow M comic book adaptation, Anna O, and the upcoming Fallout series. I'm Andrew Seco, and this is Sideshow's Pop Culture Headlines. Denis Villeneuve is in discussions with Legendary to figure out his next projects. First, Legendary confirmed that they're working with Villeneuve to develop the third film in the Dune franchise. The third film, that's been referred to as Dune Messiah, would be based on the novel of the same name. It takes place many years after the first, and Villeneuve has consistently expressed his excitement to make the project. Now it seems he'll get to. But that's not the only new project that he's working on with Legendary. He's also set to make a film adaptation of Annie Jacobson's novel, Nuclear War, a Scenario. Jacobson's book explores a ticking clock scenario about what would happen in the event of a nuclear war based on dozens of exclusive new interviews with military and civilian experts who built the weapons and have been privy to the response plans and have been responsible for those decisions should they have needed to be made. There is no further news about Denis Villeneuve's projects at this time. According to Variety, Belgia Film Group is set to make a live-action adaptation of the iconic European comic The Yellow M. Set in London in 1953, The Yellow M follows Blake and Mortimer as they find themselves inextricably and dangerously entangled with a mysterious criminal figure called M and his mind-hacking technology. The Yellow M is the sixth volume in Belgian artist Edgar P. Jacobs' popular 1950s comic book series, Blake and Mortimer, about the adventures of MI5 Captain Francis Blake and his scientist friend, Philip Mortimer. French director Cedric Nicolas Troyon is set to helm the film. Patrick Van Den Bosch and Jean-Jacques Nira will produce the film. Nira said, "The strength of the comics lies in its themes, still resonating today. Brain control through screens endangers our democracies more than ever. As we grapple with the importance of moral responsibility, M offers a timely reminder to embrace critical thinking and positive impact in our era dominated by screens." There is no further news about The Yellow M at this time. According to Deadline, WB Discovery and Berlanti Productions have acquired television rights to Matthew Blake's debut crime thriller novel Anna O. Here's how Deadline describes the project. For Blake, who worked in politics for 10 years before becoming a full-time writer, sleep became a focus based on the fact that the average person spends 33 years of their lives doing it. He began extensive research into sleep-related crimes and the mystery illness known as resignation syndrome that poses the question, if someone commits murder while sleepwalking, are they innocent or guilty? That was the impetus for Anna O, so here's the description of the story. In 2019, Anna Ogilvie was a budding 25-year-old writer with a bright future ahead of her. Then, one night, she stabbed two people to death with no apparent motive and hasn't woken up since. Her deep sleep is known by neurologists as resignation syndrome, a rare functional psychosomatic disorder. The tabloid press dubs her Sleeping Beauty. Fast forward to the present day, Dr. Benedict Prince is a forensic psychologist and an expert in the field of sleep-related homicides. As Anna shows the first signs of stirring, Dr. Benedict must determine what really happened that night, and whether or not she should be held criminally responsible for her actions when she finally wakes up. In an interview with The Hollywood Reporter, director Jonathan Nolan was asked multiple questions about Amazon's upcoming Fallout series. Here's a question and then his answer. For a long time, the line was there hasn't been a good dramatic adaptation of a video game, so the bar for doing that is really low. Then, The Last of Us came along, and it's also a post-apocalyptic story. Obviously, the story and tone are very different, but when you saw that, were you a bit like, damn, now the bar is suddenly high? Nolan said, I was delighted. To your point, when Todd and I first sat down for lunch, the bar was not only not high, it was non-existent, especially in the TV space. You would have people adapting a first-person game, and a studio would be like, so the show is going to have a first-person point of view. No, that's a grammatical tick of the game, that's not how you adapt it. It's always nice to be the first one, but when somebody makes something as good as The Last of Us, it makes it easier, because suddenly, everyone understands what's possible. Also, I love comic books, but how many people do you know actually go to comic book stores? Compare that to how many friends you have who play video games. There was a run in the late 2000s of games where the storytelling was provocative and exciting, and there was a lot more punk rock in video games than I had seen in the movie business. When people have spent 50 to 100 hours in a world, their level of investment is very different. Fallout will premiere on Amazon Prime on April 11th. When you hear that sound, it's the lightning round for the quick hits after the big news bits. Skydance may be merging with or purchasing Paramount Global. They're currently in exclusive talks to gain control of the company now. Limbo Lane released their announcement trailer for Great God Grove, their brand new game set to premiere in fall 2024. That's Sideshow's pop culture headlines for April 7th, 2024. I'm Andrew Seco. For any more ad-free pop culture news and content, go to sideshow.com/blog. If you like this podcast, give it a good review or share it with a friend. As always, thank you so much for listening, and don't forget to let your geek side show.